It tells the story of amateur radio as a fun hobby, resource for public service, and a tool for inspiring the next generation of technical leaders by providing a hands-on sandbox where students can gain experience in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, says now is a great time to plaster those posters around your community. The summer tends to be a busy time with weddings, travel, and other activities. Your club's ARRL Field Day activities in front of people now with the posters so they can plan to be there. Check out all the resources for ARRL Field Day at www.arrl.org/fieldday. Even an inch of rain could not stop hundreds of scouts or amateur radio operators at the centennial of Camp Lazarus near Delaware, Ohio this past weekend. ARRL Great Lakes Division Vice Director Roy Hook, W8REH, said the weather was lousy, cold, with an all-day rain. We were inside the large back porch of the main building, so we were out of the rain but not out of the cold. However, we did have several stations operating, said Hook. Our turnout was good, with many hams from various clubs attending, and we were able to interest many of the scouts and parents who stopped by. Hook went on to say that a trip to check out the dining hall proved a surprise, finding hundreds of scouts just chowing down inside. The weather didn't dampen their spirits, he noted. It just changed where they were hanging out and having fun. A group of scouts 12 to 13 years old discovered they could send emails from the Winlink PC, so they took turns sending messages to their family and friends. All in all, a good day despite the rain. The FBI Amateur Radio Association in Fredericksburg, Virginia, will host a special event for National Police Week, May 11th through the 18th, 2025. K3FBI/0-9 will be on the air from 0001 Zulu Sunday, May 11th through 2359 Zulu Sunday, May 18th, operating on all bands and all modes, and a certificate is available. The event honors all law enforcement members who have died in the line of duty. There will be multiple stations from around the U.S. operating. On May 11th, K3FBI/9 will operate from the Little Bohemia Lodge in Manitouish Waters, Wisconsin. This was the scene of the 1934 raid to capture John Dillinger and Babyface Nelson, and also where FBI Special Agent W. Carter Brahm was killed.